88.9 Shine FM, safe and fun for the whole family. And part of our Shine family, Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, checking in with us every Wednesday for Parenting Moments. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, a great topic, I know, throughout the month of October here on childhood anxiety. And I was mentioning to you last week that, my heart goes out to kids that are dealing with all these things mm-hmm. and just how stressful and exhausting it must be.
Mm-hmm. And so today we're going to turn our attention to help parents understand what might be causing their child's anxiety. You know, I think this is a really tough spot for parents. I think we want to believe that we can parent in such a way that we can make these kinds of things never happen to our children. But the reality is that that is not true. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, both genetic and environmental factors contribute to the risk of developing an anxiety disorder. Research shows that biology, the child's biochemistry, life situations or traumatic events, and learned behaviors all come together to play a role. Anxiety disorders do run in families, but a family history might doesn't mean a child is destined to develop a disorder. Much depends on the child's innate sensitivity, some of the family dynamics that might be going on that are not always within our control, and life experiences, including traumatic events. Some children have a natural predisposition or vulnerability to anxiety or have difficulty regulating their feelings of fear. And that's not because their parents did this or didn't do that. And at the same time, parents can and should play an important role in helping children learn to cope better with their anxiety.
Indeed.
So if you have a child or a teen who's struggling with anxiety, the team at Eckert Center is here not only to help the child gain new skills and to manage anxious feelings, but also to support you as parents in understanding the biological and developmental factors that may be contributing to the anxiety and key ways that you can step into the anxiety cycle with your child that helps buffer short-term pain so that the child can feel better in the long run. So here's a couple of things that should cue you as a parent to reach out for professional help. If your child's anxiety is disrupting the household and is interfering with family activities and life, if your child is getting upset multiple times a day, when the frequency or intensity of the fear is escalating, so you're getting more meltdowns, more tantrums, when the anxiety leads to significant avoidant behavior, when the disorder is making it difficult for the child to interact and keep friends, when their sleep habits are significantly disrupted, when you're beginning to see compulsive behaviors and rituals that are being repeated, when your child is showing a pattern of physical symptoms that are disruptive or detrimental to the child. So, for example, frequent and constant headaches, stomach aches, nausea, and for some kids, vomiting. And when your child is experiencing panic attacks, this is really important. Please reach out and get help. That can be a very overwhelming and scary experience for a child. And there is real help available.
Okay. Thank you, Kimberly. Yeah, not only a lot for a child to deal with, but really impacts mm-hmm. the whole family.
Oh, it sure does. Absolutely.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. So, well, definitely would encourage parents to reach out to someone like yourself and your team. Eckert Center, two locations in town.
Yes. So at our north location, support for children and anxiety is Kimberly Calhoun, and support for that same issue in our south location is with Ashley Shaw.
Okay, thank you very much. EckertCenter.com. You can find out more information. And every week with Parenting Moments, Kimberly blessing one of our Shine family members with a free consultation visit. Who's that going to today?
Well, let's go with caller number 2 today.
Caller 2, be quick on the phone, 403-276-8888. Thanks, as always, Kimberly, and we'll wrap up this topic of childhood anxiety next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, Mike.